Welcome to Thank God for Monday. I'm Brother Greg Cellini of the Franciscan Brothers of Brooklyn and Seton Hall University, Class of 85. My great pleasure to be back with you today. The purpose of our show, Thank God for Monday, is to inspire you, our audience, to take personal responsibility for your professional satisfaction. We want to provide you hope, healing, peace in these unprecedented, turbulent, uncertain times, motivate you to search deep inside yourself in this quest for fulfillment. Listeners, it's really up to you as how to utilize information we provide today, take full accountability for the decisions you make and resulting outcomes. Now, one of the goals of our show, Thank God for Monday, is to introduce role models. Role models who take very bold steps in their work lives. This is a very special time, as Father's Day is this week. And as such, we are honored today to have with us not only one, but two wonderful guests. The first is Fred Sievert, a father and the author of Fast Starting a Career of Consequence, Practical Christ-Centered Advice for Entering or Reentering the Workforce. And the second is none other than his daughter, Dina Stoliver. Hello and welcome to Thank God for Monday, Dina and Fred.
Thank you, Greg. Glad to be with you.
Great to be here.
The honor is all ours, certainly. Now, we know that this is Father's Day, so we are honoring all the fathers today. However, we're going to start with a couple of questions for Dina first, and then get Dad Fred in the conversation. Dina, your dad is obviously serving the Lord wonderfully in retirement, but he has said you started serving the Lord much earlier in your life. Please tell us where your faith has led you and what you feel called to do to serve the Lord.
Yeah, it's most generous of my father to say that. It's a lot because of my parents. I grew up in the church and I was there frequently throughout my entire life, and I even went to a Christian college. But I would say that, your journey, everyone's journey is individual and unique. And so I have been blessed to really experience the love of God through my family and others in the church, and Christ himself, I feel like, through scripture. And so I think my faith journey has been probably unique in some ways, and it's probably very similar to many growing up in the church, and then maybe walking away for a little bit, coming back, and then really having a Holy Spirit moment, I would say, where my life changed, and I haven't been the same since. That was probably 6 years ago. And since then, my focus has primarily been on prayer and seeking transformation in our cities and in our communities. I'm working to really support that in any way I can, and the Lord leads me. So I feel very blessed.
Oh, indeed you are, certainly, to have two great role models like you have, and to be in service of the Lord as you are. You are transforming the world, so we thank you for that. Now, your wonderful father here gives you a lot of credit in providing the impetus for not one but two of his three books. First, by asking him to memorialize some of the stories he told you and your husband over dinner. That supposedly led to book number one, God Revealed. And then, when you asked him for tips on how to get noticed at work, which led to this wonderful book, Fast Starting a Career of Consequence. Dina, if you don't mind me asking you, how do you feel about Dad's most recent book?
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't be more excited about this book and only wish it was done sooner. I feel like I was able to benefit so much from this, but so many other people can benefit. So I am just so thrilled that now it is accessible to many people.
What was the situation when you asked Dad for tips on how to get noticed at work? Was this just a one-off conversation, or Were you asking maybe a couple of times a week or month, or how did that all happen?
I don't remember the frequency, but I know it was often, because if anyone in the workforce, you know, as you're first entering, what is going on? What do I do here? What? Why did this happen? And what is going on here? Because you're new to it and you're trying to understand the culture of a business. You're trying to understand your place in it. You're trying to understand all the different strange situations going on. So I'm sure it was very frequently. And, you know, there's a lot of frustrations as a young person. You have all these dreams and ambitions and maybe things that you think should be happening. And maybe it's not happening. So I would just want to encourage anyone in that situation that there is hope and there are ways that you can do this. And this book is one great way to look at those and get some information.
Now, your parents, if I understand correctly, adopted three daughters and then gave birth to two natural born boys. Please tell us, though, about your growing family.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I've always felt so blessed. My family is amazing, and I love how mixed we are and just the heart my parents have had to bring in other children for adoption and really take them as their own. And so that has always been important to me in my life, and that generosity and that ability to just love people and love children for who they are. It's a blessing from God. And so Romans 8 is very, very important to me, obviously, huge verse where we are adopted into the family of Christ. And so to me, I always wanted to do that as well. I think that's important. So we adopted our first child, Hope, some 6 years ago, and now we are in the process to adopt two twin boys from Korea. So our family is just about to almost double in size, and we're preparing for all those things right now.
Fred, we've kept you on the side long enough here. It's time to get you more in the mix of this conversation, certainly. If we perceive correctly, you had a very significant role at New York Life. Share with us about this role, and then you made a really courageous decision to retire early. Share with us what this was all about, please.
Yeah, I started my career at a smaller company in Michigan. Ended up demutualizing that company, and it was sold. And as a result of that, I felt it was time to move on. So I reached out to New York Life because I didn't go through a recruiter or a headhunter at all. I just reached out to them directly because I had studied the company and understood that it was the kind of company I wanted to work for. And over the subsequent, and they didn't bring in a lot of people from the outside, so I was a little bit apprehensive about that. Of course, a lot of prayers went out about, adapting well to that change. But, over a period of about 10 years, I became president of the company, large company, Fortune 100 company with 60, at the time, 65,000 agents and employees. But, as I was in that role and feeling very good about it and successful about it, I also started thinking about, the next phase of my life. I felt that my spiritual education and development was somewhat deficient, although I was always quite involved in my church. And I decided and planned for 2 or 3 years on retiring early and going to divinity school, which I did. Got a degree from Yale Divinity School in 2011. And I really felt it was just time to follow my passions. And it wasn't only the spiritual education and development. There were other things in my life that were important to me. And really, my passion overall was to impact the lives of other people through my faith and my business experience. And this book that I've just recently written is probably, I wrote two other books prior to this one that were really primarily about my faith. This one integrates both my business experience and my faith. And I'll tell you a cute story. Dina may not have even ever heard this, but the first day at school, age 59, I'm leaving my house in Connecticut to go up to New Haven. And I'm age 59 and I'm walking out the front door. And at that time, Dina's older sister, Heidi, who had a child of her own at that point, was visiting, and she was in the living room. And as I walked out the door, she yelled out to me, "Dad, play nice with the other kids and don't forget to share." Dina knows that tiny sense of humor, but it was funny, but it also was very profound, because that experience at Yale was all about sharing my faith with others. And I continued to do that beyond that point. And that led ultimately to, writing a couple of books. Now the third book that's coming out in August.
Now, something you just touched upon, which I found interesting, if I perceive correctly, you had a sense New York life was a place that you wanted to go, maybe because your values and their values were similar. Could you delve into how important today is it for anyone, but especially our young people from the class of 2021 even, to really identify organizations that they want to work for, that really align with who they are?
Yeah, I think that's very important. And I touch upon that in the book. I mean, the book has five biblical principles in the marketplace, in the workplace to be applied. But it also then has, I originally gave Dina, I think, four or five tips, but this got expanded to 10 tips. and one of them is about, understanding your own beliefs and values and making sure that there's a consistency between that and the work environment that you're entering into. And, there are ways to do that just by reading their documents, their website, their annual report, but also even in the interview process by asking the right questions of those who are interviewing you to get a sense for that. I think it's extremely important. And, some people make mistakes and they end up leaving quickly because they realize their values and beliefs aren't well aligned with their company. I don't think that means every Christian needs to work in a, overtly Christian corporation, but you just want to make sure that they're all about integrity and doing the right thing and acting on in the best interest of their employees and customers.
I think you've inferred a little bit so far during our interview, the genesis and the themes of these first two great books you've written. Would you like to peel the onion a little bit in particular? How did these two books come about? And maybe a nugget or two from each of them, please.
Yeah, sure. The first book, I was still in divinity school. This was the one where Dina and I went out to dinner with her husband, Doug. And, I was telling them all these stories and they were so captivated by it. I was surprised. Not all of them were faith-based stories, but many of them were. And at the end, Dina said to me, Dad, you probably told many of those stories to New York Life, thousands of New York Life agents and employees, which I had. And she said, some of them you haven't even told your own family. that hit me pretty hard. And she said, you ought to memorialize them in writing. So I did. And I had at one point something like 45 stories that I wrote up. And ultimately what happened with that book is I had to come up with a common theme. So the common theme really was my encounters with God. And it was called God Revealed. The subtitle, Revisit Your Past to Enrich Your Future, because I wanted the reader to think about their own experiences where they might not have even realized some experience was providential as opposed to coincidental. So there are a lot of stories in that book about my own experiences. I won't get into any particular story, but very moving. I think there are 31 stories of encounters with God. So you talk about a testimony, that's that's a lot of stories. The second book, as I said earlier, was this Grace Revealed book. And that one, when I did a lot of TV and radio interviews subsequent to the first book and presentations to small groups and even large groups, often in the small groups in particular, I would tell my stories and that would give them permission to tell me theirs. And I heard these compelling stories of people who were in crisis. And I thought, I really have to write this book. And basically, I tell each of the, I think there's 19 stories, I tell each of their stories. And every one of them went through this cycle of being in crisis, reaching out to the Lord, then finding God's grace through recovery and survival, and then ultimately giving back in Christian service. There's chapters in there on sexual abuse, people who are sexually abused, have PTSD. There's a chapter on addictions. There's a chapter on loss of loved ones, even work-related type experiences, chronic pain. It's a difficult book. It's not a page turner, But what it is something I hired a researcher to research the prevalence of all these conditions and circumstances, because I wanted the reader in each chapter to realize when they read the research that they're not alone. They're not alone at all. And then that research was followed by two or three stories relative to that crisis. So those were the first two books.
Ah, that's incredible. No doubt about that. And it's so interesting you mention about divinity versus consequence, because my story, after 30 years in big pharmaceuticals, I got called in the office one day and they said, "Greg, after 30 years, there's the door. Don't let it hit you in the fanny on the way out." I was lucky I'd survived several downsizings and layoffs, but May 5, 2006 found me downsized, and I couldn't understand. And then months later, to get the impetus to go become a Franciscan Brother of Brooklyn. And I'm getting so much more nourishment today, no disrespect to Big Pharma, that I could ever get working in the corporate world. I have truly found what my passion is, and most importantly, what God wants me to do. Now, this great book that's coming out soon, Fast Starting a Career of Consequence, offers Christ-centered advice for how to start and build a meaningful career. We touched on a little of this, but let's peel the onion some more. What really prompted you to write this book? Help us out, please, Fred.
Well, you know, as I mentioned earlier, this book, I mean, my other books were all faith-based stories. This one, you know, my passion really has been to impact the lives of people by talking and speaking and writing about my faith and my business experience. So, you know, Dina prompted this in me, and it really gave me an opportunity to integrate, you know, the faith and the business in a single book. And, you know, the way this came about was I had done some, you know, I gave Dina her the advice, but I also did a couple of commencement addresses where I talked about these principles, and it got really nice reviews. I wrote a short article about it. It turns out that the Wall Street Journal blog, it's called MarketWatch.com, which is a huge blog, picked up on this and asked me to elaborate on one of the tips, which I did. It's on their website, MarketWatch.com. And I elaborated on one of the business tips. And then I'm going through the sequence of how this happened. Then my agent happened to read the Market Watch blog, and he called me and he said, "Fred, I read that. You know, you've got another book here." And that really, I hadn't really thought about writing a book up until that point. And I said to him, "You know, I'm going to give that some serious thought." But I said, "You know what? I've got to talk about my faith in this book." And he said, his response was, "Of course, it's in your DNA."
Oh, wow. You know,
at the time, I was thinking, you know, this is going to limit the market, but I don't care. You know, I'm not here to sell a million books. I'm here to impact people's lives. And so but here's what happened, Greg. I got to tell you this story, because I started writing the book before the pandemic, and the book was going to be almost entirely for recent college graduates and even college students, because I think they can get great value out of this book.
No doubt about it.
So the working subtitle, which is now Practical Christ-Centered Advice for Entering or Re-entering the Workplace, originally it was just for entering the workforce, actually, for entering the workforce. Then I started thinking about it, and I thought, well, wait a minute. You know, there are adults coming off child-rearing years going back into the workforce. There are military veterans coming back into the workforce. So the subtitle then became Practical Christ-Centered Advice for Entering or Re-entering the Workplace. But there's more to the story, because that was before the pandemic. And I'm viewing the pandemic as extremely providential from the perspective of the book release, because suddenly the market just expanded dramatically, because there's millions of people going back to work or rethinking their careers following the pandemic. Sure. And then another thing that happened, Greg, you know, publishers will tell you, you know, restrict your market, limit your market, be very tight about your market. This thing started out restricted and it's exploded. And if you were to go on Amazon right now, the book's not available. I mean, it officially releases on August 3rd. And it's up there for pre-order. But if you go on Amazon, there are already 21 reviews of the book because the Kindle version was available.
That's amazing.
But here's the thing that's really amazing, Greg, is probably two-thirds of those, or at least half of those reviews, talk about this book being of great interest even to non-Christians because of the business-related tips.
Wow.
So from my perspective, I'm thrilled by that because guess what? Maybe the biblical stuff will rub off on these non-Christians.
So this is not only teaching people how to get great careers, you're evangelizing here.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. This is amazing. So, Dina, I want to bring you in on this because were you surprised that Dad, you know, ran with this? You were asking him questions. You were asking him for advice. And look what's happened.
It's wonderful. I am so excited. And I don't know that I was surprised necessarily, but I was just so excited about it. This has got some incredibly wonderful material in it. And I was reading it again and I was, you know, just reminded, this is one of those books that just reminds me of something like Dale Carnegie or something where you're like, oh, I know that. Oh, it just sounds so right. And you're agreeing with everything on it and you want to reread it. And in fact, it's always good maybe every 5 years to reread it as a business person because there's such good wisdom in it. And this is one of those books to me where it's like, even as a business person myself, just looking through, yep. Oh, you know what? I think I might have let that go a little bit and I need to wrap that back into what I'm doing. So I think it has such great tangible, practical advice for most people where, you know, I don't know if you're like myself and I've read a ton of business books from different Christian or non-Christian authors to try to improve and, you know, better your performance and whatnot, understand more about this business world that we all work in. And I would say that a lot of the books have great ideas or thoughts in it, but it's always hard, I feel like, to find ones that have actionable information or tips that I can actually use, that I can actually take and absorb for myself. And so that to me is what I am super, super excited about with this book is that it has those types of approaches and information. In fact, we'll have a workbook, which I'm not sure you've mentioned yet, Dad, which I'm so excited for, that will help people process this information and actually use these tools in your work life. I think there's just not enough of those kinds of books to really help people who are trying to learn how to navigate so many things that come at you in the business world. You know, you expect to, you know, as a business student to learn, you know, economics and, you know, how, you know, price and, you know, the different marketing tactics or things like that. But when you're in a work scenario with, you know, your boss and your boss's boss, and then you throw this thing at you, what do you do? Maybe it's something that's slightly questionable to your values. This will help with navigating all these kind of strange things that can happen in the workplace. So I am extremely excited about it, as you can tell.
Well, you should be, both of you, no question about that. As Franciscans, we are contemplatives in action. And that's one of the things that really resonated with me about this book. It is not only theoretical, it has a lot of meat on the bone actions that need to be taken, and you're giving great advice on actions to be taken, no question about it. The other thing that really hit us about this book is that people say there's 5 million books out there dealing with faith, 5 billion books that deal with business, about 5 maybe that deal with both, if that many, and this is one of them, certainly. Speaking of 5, Sally, time is getting short, but we still have a couple of very important questions to ask you, if that's okay. There's a statistic out there that says only 1 in every 5 people get to do what they're best at every day at work. Help us out, team. How can we improve on this statistic? 1 out of 5 is not good.
The very first chapter of my book is about identifying and utilizing your spiritual gifts at work. I think everybody has you know, a combination. It may not be unique, but everybody has a certain combination of spiritual gifts. Whether they have identified them or not, they have them. And in fact, I prevailed upon the writer of a spiritual gift assessment tool to allow me to put that in as Appendix A in the book. And I encourage people to read that right off the bat and take the test, and it'll help you to identify your spiritual gifts. Now, you don't have to do that to identify your spiritual gifts, because, you know, you probably know them already based on what you do well, what you get complimented about doing well, what you enjoy doing, what you feel like the Lord is leading you to do. But still, it helps to take that test. And I think to improve on that ratio that you're talking about, people need to understand their spiritual gifts, and they need to apply them in the workplace. And that sometimes is not easy, but, you know, I relied on the Holy Spirit to guide me in that regard. And to show you how this can go wrong in terms of people not doing that, when I applied to New York Life, I sent them a resume. And in the resume, I had references at the back of the resume, I think 12 references. Two of them were people I fired.
Oh,
that I included as a reference. And the reason I included them as a reference is because they were in the wrong job. People, my experience in business, people campaign for jobs for the wrong reason. They campaign for jobs for money and title. And these people that I fired, it was wrong. They were in the wrong job. And you know what? You're miserable when you're in the wrong job. You lose sleep. Your health suffers. Your marriage suffers. Your family situation suffers. Mm-hmm. And you're just very unhappy. And the reason I put those two people in as a reference is because they later, after they left the company, got a hold of me, set up a face-to-face appointment to thank me for firing me. Because it made it the difference. It made all the difference in the world. So, you know, follow your gift.
You did them a great favor. Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, it's been said that if you follow your passions, you'll never work a day in your life. And I think it's absolutely true.
No doubt about that. We team have saved the most important question for last for Fred and Dina today. Where can our loyal listeners purchase your great book, Fast Starting a Career of Consequence, and the companion workbook that Dina mentioned just a few minutes ago?
Okay, you can pre-order it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble and other retail online sellers. This is a good story, Greg, because the publisher was so convinced of the timeliness and the relevance of this book that they allowed me to do an early print run and sell the books on my website before that are even available retail.
That's
unusual.
Yes.
And so on my website, the address is www.storiesofgodsgrace.com. No dots, dashes, apostrophes, just storiesofgodsgrace.com. So you can buy all of these books, including the workbook, right now, and they'll be shipped quickly. But, you know, also Amazon for pre-order.
Terrific. Very, very good. Listeners, take full advantage of this. What a wonderful Father's Day gift for somebody. What a wonderful gift. The class of 2021, as was said earlier, this is a great book for college graduates, as well as high school graduates and some college students who are currently in school as well. So please take full advantage. After indeed you do that, don't hesitate to continue to follow us here on Thank God for Monday. Don't forget our Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. We love to stay connected to all of you.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you very, very much, both of you. Fred, certainly happy and blessed Father's Day to you. Dina, please wish everyone out there a happy Father's Day as well for me. And on behalf of Thank God for Monday, you've inspired us today greatly on really what being a father is all about and what being a great role model of Christ, both of you, is all about. Thank you so very much. All the best with this great book of yours and continued endeavors.
Thank you, Greg. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day.
Listeners, sadly, guess what? Once again, we're out of time. Greg saying, my hope and prayer is that when you wake up on Monday morning, just like Fred and Dina do, you'll say, thank God for Monday.